Krisus, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Dal. In the previous Mishnah, we discussed the Chalokim of Chayve Korban Yoledes, which are Zichem Chayiv, and she has to bring a Korban that's called Necheles, because it's a Vadai, or Enei Mevi. But here we have Elu Mevias Venei Nechel. These are the cases where she brings the Korban because she needs the Tahara, but it's only Misofik, and therefore Venei Nechel, so Tashayla, maybe it's not a Korban HaMukhuyevis at all. No such thing as a carbon chata's been a dovus, therefore it can't be eaten. Now you have to add, the Rav speaks out most of this, is that it's only by a chatos or oif, which is the case, carbon yoledes is an oif. It's a chatos with an oilo. So a chatos or oif could be brought minasofik. Why? Because what is he being oif? Lama zogon, she's not mechuyif. Chulin bazora, this is the shchita. Over here, a chatos oif is not nishchat, it's nimlak. Nimlak is avodah b'kodesh. Therefore, there's no issue of shchitas chulin bo'azoro. What could be the problem? The problem is the haktoro. Chatos oif is not hukta agave mizbech, only oilas oif. What else would be a problem? The problem would be the achila in achanami, in a nechel. So the Rav works out the details. Achrenim l'maisa very gemuchet, kivegas the kasha. That is Gemara Nozer that learns out to takak zezakos. The chatzoif is uval asofik. A regular behema misofik you can't bring, but a chatzoif you can bring misofik. Why does the Rav have to rationalize it if it's all zezakos? It's a good shayla. Achrenu madan. Hamapelas vein yedua mahi pila. Let's say she was mapo. She has no idea if it was something that has a tzuus of ladan of its mechayev a carbon. V'chein shtei noshim sheipilu achas min poter. Two women were maple, and what came out of them is not clothed, they were mixed up. And therefore, neither one knows themselves or the other one whether they were maple, mimin ptur. V'achas mimin choyva, we don't know. One of them was maple, mimin choyva. Amreb Yoisi, Emosai. When would we say that the Mevian, the Tanakhama seems to be saying, that the mevi'im chatos ve'ine nechal, it's misafik. Says Rabbi Yosi, bizman sheholchu zula mizrach v'zula ma'ariv. Two women come to the base of Mikdash, this one goes to that side, this one goes to this side. Aval lo hoyu shtein oimdo is ka'achas, if both of them are giving over to the korbanos together. So if they bring together, what they could do is, the way the Gemara speaks out, the Rav brings, that they make a t'nai between each other. If I'm the one that's mechuyev the korban, so the one of these two, which is going to be hukrav, is for mine. And if you're the one who's mechuyev, so then it's for yours. And then miyachid, which one of the oifois is brought for both of them al tanai. And then it could even be, like the Mishnah Fiyazah, is vinechal. Because even though it's a suffix, we don't know, but we know that whoever's mechuyev is the one who's bringing that oif. So that could be brought and that could be eaten. Mishnehe, elu she'enim mevias. Here are cases of a woman that's mapil. Mapil something without its source of love, therefore there's no mechayev whatsoever. Mapil is shvir. Shvir is a skin of a vlad. Mole mayim, mole dam, mole gninim. It's either full of some type of embryonic liquid. This case of mole gninim means it has different colors because it's different. There's definitely over there bosav, atzomos, vidam, different colors of different materials that are decomposed from what used to be some type of a haskol of a vlad. Hamapeles, kemin dogim, chagov, mishkotzim, remotzim. We had before tsuras behemo, tsuras chaya. Tsuras chaya that was machlek sumein the chachom, but not by these lower forms of life. That for sure doesn't have any tzad hashav with human life, and therefore there's no. There's no tumas later. Hamapeles yoim arboim. This is from the beginning of when she becomes expectant. The number 40 is because Chazal have a hanocha that till day 40, till the end of day 40, a vlad does not have a tzuras of vlad. It's finished. It's not mechayev. V'yoytze doifin. A yoytze doifin is because the Torah says Yishuk says v'yolda tumas later. Is totally in a later. Later means natural way, not an operation, not a C-section. Reb Shimon Mechayev b'yoytzi doifin, he holds that that's also called a yoyledes. The Torah says, "V'im the keva say laid." The seled is the next two words. V'im the keva means we know we're talking about a laid. The seled means b'chol oifen shu. That's also called a laid.